This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On 7 past the hour, this is the DJV Show. Rich McFadden in for the traveling Doug Steffen, who's climbing the steps of Machu Picchu on the back of a donkey right now, along with Kara Schillen and Victoria Keelan here. And a lot going on today, but nothing more important than what's going on outside your window as you get ready to head off to work. And the weather is going nuts around the country. We've just gotten rid of some of the fires, and now we're starting to see a bunch of rain and some cold and everything. Coming up in a second, we'll talk about this General Motors talking about shutting down some of their factories and losing, what is it, up to 15,000 jobs. But first, let's see what's going on outside your window and the weather. Victoria, it's going kind of crazy around the country right now, right?
It is, and a lot of people got stuck in the post-Thanksgiving travel chaos.
Yeah. With
lots of power outages and 1,600 flights anywhere in and around Chicago's O'Hare was, you know, hit particularly hard, which it usually is. But they had 1,300 of the 1,600 flight cancellations just at that airport alone.
Woo.
And, yeah, so and averaging 40-minute delays, so that was kind of a mess. And now if you're in New England or in western New York today, that's expected to get as much as a foot of snow, probably some power outages as well. Now, this storm, I think, is the one coming from the west. It came from Colorado and Wyoming, where they got, get this, 60 inches of snow. Like,
yeah.
I can't even, that's a person.
It was all
that's
over
an
the
adult.
Mountains. I was actually with one of my best friends. She lives in Denver now. On Sunday, we were all a bunch of friends watching football. And she was like, yeah, the mountains are getting dumped on. And I was like, how's
yeah.
Denver? She's like, Denver's fine, but the mountains are just getting just dumped on right now.
60 inches of snow.
Yeah, she's
and
like,
then throughout
the
Midwest.
I get home Tuesday, she goes, I'm going skiing Wednesday.
Yeah, fresh powder. Well,
yeah.
Throughout the Midwest, including Iowa, they got 17 inches of snow. Chicago got more than 7 inches, which made it the strongest November storm since 1975 and the fifth largest on record.
Wow.
For that month. They had 220,000 customers without power as well in the Midwest and throughout the Chicago area. So people, it's about 70,000 people this morning still have no power in Illinois. So
wow.
It was really bad. And it looks like it's that kind of, you know, it's heading right up through New England and western New York. So, you know, places like Buffalo and Albany up in upstate New York are going to get hit pretty
bad
as well. A
friend of mine posted from Vermont saying that he went to visit family for the holiday and saying it was the coldest Thanksgiving he remembers up there.
Yes. We had the coldest. It was the coldest on record for the Thanksgiving parade. It was 20 degrees with like 30 mile per hour winds.
Yeah.
So if you were watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, those people were legitimately cold. And that was the coldest Thanksgiving since 1901 or something like
wow.
that.
Wow. And then
yeah.
Sunday it was 58 degrees here in D.C.
Oh, Sunday I was on the beach with my dogs.
It was
amazing.
It was beautiful. I love it. That's what I love about November. November is like, at least here in the Mid-Atlantic, you get those Indian summer days where
yeah.
you're just like, okay, I've had a couple of weeks of cold. It's been like in the 40s, and then you get one that's in the 30s, and then you get one that's in the 30s and windy, and then all of a sudden you get 60.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah.
It's just that. A little reprieve.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah. No, that's why I love living here. I love living in the Washington, D.C. area because you get all four seasons. And you,
that's true.
You don't get extremes of anything. But you get a little taste of everything, and it's just
and for the most part, hurricanes kind of bypass you guys.
Yeah, yeah, we don't
so
see.
So you don't really get that much, yeah.
Nah, I mean, you know, we get some flooding, you know, but the hurricanes that kind of breeze over us, the tail end of them, but you know, we've gotten a few, but yeah, no, this is a very earthquakes. We've had like two minor ones. So, nothing big here. All right, speaking of earthquakes, President Trump pretty much ran on, and for the most part, looked like he was bringing manufacturing jobs back. Was doing a good job. So, I mean, jobs, we've been adding jobs like crazy over the past couple of years since he's been in. A lot of manufacturing, a lot of steel, the whole bit. And then GM comes out yesterday and says, not so fast. What are they doing?
Well, they announced a major restructuring in their global business, and so they're going to be, unfortunately, shutting down 5 facilities in North America. They're cutting a bunch of their workforce by 15%. A quarter of the company's executives are on their way out as well, and so they're going to shut down operations at plants in Detroit, in Ontario, Warren, Ohio, White Marsh, Maryland, and Warren, Michigan, which is just, you know, it's sad that because, you know, 8,000 salaried workers will lose their jobs, 6,000 hourly workers will lose their jobs. Hopefully some will be reassigned to other plants, but I don't know if that's the plan right now. They've offered buyouts to 18,000 salaried workers already. And also, the other side of that, they're cutting 6 models that used to be really popular for them. So they'll no longer be making the Chevy Volt, which is a hybrid. No one wants hybrids anymore because electric cars are, you know, people either go electric or they don't. So the hybrid thing is kind of gone. The Chevy Impala and the Chevy Cruze. Now, the Chevy Cruze, my parents have one and they love it. That was named 2016's. Yeah. Or 2017's, like, it won for best compact car.
Yeah, and then this year, a nice car.
Yet my dad had a Chevy Impala a couple years ago, and he really liked it. But, you know, so they're getting rid of both of those. The Buick LaCrosse is on its way out.
That's another nice car.
And the Cadillac CT6 and STS.
No!
Yeah, they're gone. That's it. Those 6 sedans are just gone. People only want SUVs and crossovers now. Yeah, they just don't want sedans.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, I have an SUV and a sedan, but I would not be without an SUV.
We have a Chevy SUV. We love it. I don't like cars anyway. I've always been an SUV person, but I guess Chevy just took too long to understand that was the way the trends were going.
I mean, GM.
Ford announced over a year ago that they were no longer making sedans.
Right.
Might have even been 2 years ago.
GM needed to restructure. You know, you can't just do that 60s thing where Pontiac is competing against Buick, which is competing against Oldsmobile, which is competing against Chevy. And then you have the high-end version. So,
They're
still working through that whole downsizing, which is good. I mean, they need to do that. It's unfortunate that they have. And I'm also a fan of getting rid of the executives. I mean, anytime, like government, you do not need to have multiplicity within the workforce. You do not need to have 18 people doing the same job around the country. You can skinny this down to where you aren't spending the amount of money. Now, where it gets unfortunate is when you have to cut the hourly workers and the line workers. And hopefully, Trump's not going to take this lying down. Trump's going to walk in there. He's already called the GM and had a conversation with her, the president of General Motors. And he's going to go in there and figure out a way to save some of the jobs. He's going to give them tax cuts. He's going to do whatever he's got to do to save some of those jobs.
Yeah, that's his big platform
this
that he campaigned
platform.
On, so he
cannot,
can't have this fall apart.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I think either way, and he did say, I think on Air Force One, he was on his way to a rally, and he was asked about it, and he said, and he's right, it's basic math. He said, well, they didn't make cars that people wanted, so you got to get rid of the 6 cars that no one wants to drive anymore.
That's good. I think that's all good. You as a car manufacturer, you need to be keeping up with the times.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
From the 60s through, they should have started doing this in the 90s, and they didn't. So now it's just, you know, it's got to take a bigger bite out of the apple. Yeah.
And, you know, part of the problem, I think, too, Buick is just, I know they've been trying to campaign on, like, it's not your grandfather's brand anymore. Well, yeah, it is. It's still my uncle's brand. So, yeah you haven't really done an effective job with that one.
You know
but
what?
Our Chevy Trax has the counterpart, which is a lot more expensive, is the Buick whatever. It's the same exact car.
Well, that's the way GM's always worked, right?
Yeah, it has a different grille, and it has, like, a few different things in the interior. But the truth is, the Chevy version is so much cooler looking than the Buick version, so there's no way, and I looked at both, and there's no way I would ever have picked the Buick one over the Chevy one, because the Chevy one looks, like, younger and cooler, it was edgier, and just the Buick one looked lame. And it's the same body. It's just the,
you know,
it was
the
in the details.
You know,
it was
the
in the details.
You drive the Chevy, I would be driving the Buick. That's the difference. If I went and looked at those same two cars, I'd be buying a Buick. Because
why?
I want the features. I want the couple of features that it gives me. It's got just a couple of nicer. That's the whole difference. That's the Chevy was the more basic version, and then they had Oldsmobile, Pontiac, then Oldsmobile, then Buick, then Cadillac, and that's the way it worked. As you went up, you got a little bit nicer door handles. You got a little bit nicer seat materials. You got a little bit nicer dash. You know, a little bit nicer cloth.
But see, like, I have the vegan leather that I really wanted. Like, I wouldn't want the real leather. So, like, it's, you know, there are a lot of there. It was kind of funny because, like, there are a lot
the
of options.
Vegan leather, the plumber.
Yeah, and, like, and we've got, like, the whole, like, we've got, like, the sunroof package and the cool rims. Like,
see,
we've got all the stuff that we wanted that Buick just doesn't
I want
offer.
Bambi. I want to sit on Bambi. I want that little deer skin right under my butt to make me as comfortable as possible when I'm driving on my commute to work. Come on, Bambi, let's go to work.
Nope. Well, anyway, I think Buick is still, I don't really know who's going out and buying, you know, a Buick SUV.
Yeah.
They're not cheap, and I just, like
they're
I
not
said,
cheap. But good, I'm glad
for
they're restructuring.
A few upgrades,
I'm glad they're doing all this, because they need to, you need to do it going forward. Who was it that the other day, not Toyota or Honda, somebody was talking about how they're basically going all in, Nissan. All in on electric cars. They're going to have like 50 electric models in the next 5 years or something. It's nuts.
They have to, because no one wants, like, I don't even know if Nissan makes a sedan anymore. They have, I know they have a couple different SUVs, but, you know, it's just kind of going, you know, people, the market is dictating that everyone wants an SUV or a crossover, you know, or a hatchback. And if you're only going to stick to making these like old man cars, then they're not going to sell.
Speaking of old man cars, if anybody wants to buy my 1967 Bronco Resto Mod, it's for sale. Give me a call.
That is a cool-looking car. I've seen pictures of that. That is awesome.
I'll work you out a deal. All right, so here it is, Car Talk on the DJV Show at 18 past the hour.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
About 1122 to 12118. Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air. And they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
We'll be right back. these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How many of you are playing air guitar right now?
I'm just wondering how they came up with these song lyrics. So,
they're deep,
so
aren't
many,
they?
Yeah.
They're deep, aren't they?
Very thoughtful.
All right, a little Detroit City Madness here with Kiss, who's saying that this is the farewell tour. Is it? What do you think, Victoria?
I think it really is. I think that they've been pretty adamant that once they hit your town, that's it. This is going to be the end of it.
So you better buy my $300 tickets because you might not ever be able to see them again.
Right.
Although I've never seen Kiss, and I'm tempted to do it just to say, okay, I did it. But I have this big thing against big arena shows. I'm just not a fan. Sounds horrible. Fees. I just can't stand it.
Yeah, I think for them, though, they apparently have like such a huge stage production need an arena.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a show.
Yeah, they're not playing the Bayou and, 800 seats venues.
It's probably fun. I'm not really that interested in Kiss, but if someone gave me a free ticket, I'd go just to check it out.
I'd go just because they're an iconic rock band, and they're fun. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
They don't take themselves seriously,
so I think
it would be kind of fun.
It's just rock and roll, man. You're not curing cancer here. You're just going to see some loud guitars and some fun rock and roll.
Yeah, so. Well, they've added 25 new dates that are just in the U.S. So they are currently on the tour. It's called the End of the Road Tour, and it's scheduled to wrap in Australia next November, so a year from now.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. So the newly added U.S. dates will run for the month of August next year and most of September, and then I guess they head back down to Australia. So, but they're starting on the East Coast. They're hitting a lot of smaller cities, which is kind of cool, I guess, if you're a fan and you haven't really been able to.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Omaha, Nebraska. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're really like hitting places in North Carolina, South
Moline,
Carolina,
Illinois. Yeah, look at all these. These are cool. And then you got your Boston, Philly, Quebec. I'm trying to see if they're coming to Washington, D.C. here. Sweden. They got 3 days in Sweden.
They probably have, like, some, you know, maybe not in D.C., but maybe Maryland or Virginia. I'm sure they've got something close by there.
Yeah, no, they'll be. Oh, here they are, Jiffy Lube Live. Okay, I'll go see them in August. I'm down with that. All right, cool. So get your KISS tickets now because you ain't ever going to see them again, all right? So some iconic rock. What is this? The Met is trying to be hard rock?
The Met is being very cool. Okay, so the Met is the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. And they have their first major art museum exhibition dedicated to the instruments of rock and roll. This is going to start next April, the beginning of April. The exhibit's called Play It Loud, Instruments of Rock and Roll. It features more than 130 instruments that were used by artists like the Beatles, Elvis, Chuck Berry, Jimi Hendrix, Metallica, Jimmy Page, Steve Miller, St. Vincent, the Rolling Stones, and more. The instruments span the decades of from 1939 to 2017, and they have 70 private and public collections have donated to this throughout the U.S. and the U.K. And so some of the featured items, they say Eric Clapton's Blackie guitar, Eddie Van Halen's Frankenstein, Jerry Garcia's Wolf. There's lots of vintage posters, stage costumes, videos, things like that. One of the other highlights is Chuck Berry's main guitar from 1957 to 1963, which will be really cool. And some Pete Townsend stuff, some Jimmy Page from his Zeppelin days. Right. Lots of really cool stuff. And
so
then, it's over, it will then move to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
God, okay, that makes sense. So if you don't want to see the snooty stuff, catch the rock at the Met. It's 28 past on the DJV show. Rockin' it out.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. For a limited time, Volkswagen will sell a GT Passat. This is a special edition and has a unique exterior design. The bumper is from the Passat R design. It has a black gloss grille and a cool GTI-style stripe around the front. Under the hood, a VR six-cylinder engine. Instead of six cylinders being in a 45-degree angle in a normal V engine, they are narrow, which is what the R stands for, allowing VW to put the engine in smaller spaces. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Are you tossing and turning every night? Counting sheep gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction has been swift and harsh to the General Motors announcement that it's laying off nearly 15,000 workers at five of its plants in the U.S. and Canada, four of those in the U.S. But an auto workers union rep in Canada says,
the reality is this is just a corporation, a greedy corporation, trying to make more money off of the backs of employees.
The automaker says it wants to focus now on building trucks, SUVs, and electric vehicles. President Trump says instead of closing factories, it should be working on just making making vehicles people want to buy. Three U.S. service members are dead after an explosion in Afghanistan a short time ago, the NATO Resolute Support Mission saying in a statement that three were killed and three others wounded when an improvised explosive device detonated southwest of Kabul. An American contractor was wounded. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Past the hour on the DJ V show, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, who's riding his donkey around Peru right now, and we'll be back late next week, I think it is. Until then, we've got you covered. Hey, listen, if you're looking for some cool stuff for Christmas gifts for your home improvement fanatic, we've got you covered, and might even be able to let you win something here as we give away the Works Jaw Horse and the Works Giving Saw, or the Works Saw, Giving One Saw. The Works Saw. So it's a circular saw that's battery operated. I've got one of these things. I sent one to Doug. They're very cool. And yesterday, Victoria was asking me, what in the world is a jaw horse? Okay. So I said, do you know what a saw horse is? She's like, I think so. I said, all right, a saw horse is when you have, like, basically a 2x4 with two pieces of wood on the end that, like, are legs, and you set one up here and one up over there, and you put wood on top of it, and you're solid wood. You do paint. You just work on it. It makes a work table. This one actually has a clamp inside of it. So you can, so it's a folding workstation with a clamp on it, basically. So we're going to give you one jaw horse and one works circular saw, battery operated circular saw. And what do they have to do to get that?
All you have to do, and that's a value of $220, by the way, the retail value of those two items together. So all you have to do is go to our Facebook page. It is facebook.com/DJV Show, and you can see the post right there at the top. It's pinned to the top and has all the instructions. It's super easy. It's free to enter. All you have to do is just go right to our website and enter in your email address, and that's it. We'll have two lucky winners to take home these prize packs. You can keep it for yourself or re-gift it for Christmas, whatever you choose, but two lucky people are going to get some really great stuff to work on.
Yeah, I've got the saw in my office. I can't wait to go home and just start
cutting. In your office?
Yeah, I do. I do. I just got it last week, and I was opening it up. I was like, look at this. So, and the jaw horse is heavy duty. I was expecting it to kind of be light, but, I mean, this thing, it's heavy duty. You can put some real serious wood on top of this thing and get some work done. So it's good stuff. All right, so go check it out, and hopefully you will win one. And you can, like Victoria said, you can keep it. You can give it away. You can do whatever you want with it. But that's Works, W-O-R-X. It's a cool ecosystem of tools. So check it out. All right. I've been really kind of, I know I'm trying to spit this out. I've been really kind of aware of my digital footprint the last couple of weeks, because somebody emailed or messaged me in Facebook and said, hey, is this your address? And I'm like, how did you find my address?
Your home address?
And my home phone number. And I was like, all right, time to go do some cleaning up here. But it looks like LinkedIn is kind of trying to steal Facebook users, and I'm wondering what kind of data these people are passing back and forth.
Yeah, so this is for, we were talking about this in the tech report earlier this morning, but for LinkedIn, if you're not a LinkedIn member and you're on Facebook and you're seeing ads for LinkedIn that are targeting you, then unfortunately your email address has been compromised. And so LinkedIn found or bought or stole, we're not really sure how they got it, 18 million non-LinkedIn members' email addresses. And so, and they used them to find those people's email, they found those people through their email address on Facebook and then paid to have a targeted ad aimed at those people, hoping that they would then join LinkedIn. And so they got busted for this. They've been doing this for, I think it was the first 6 months of this year. So if this has happened to you, unfortunately, you know, your email address has been sold or has been, you know, hashed is what like the hacker term is. But it's not great news. And you're right about the digital footprint. You know, it's something that like we're all living with. We live in the age of breaches.
Yeah, well, there's no breach here. LinkedIn bought these. It happens every day. It happens all the time. I don't understand what the problem is here.
They got busted because all of LinkedIn is housed in Ireland now, and so the European Data Commission, they have very strong protections and rules and things like that, and so you're not allowed to do what LinkedIn did.
You're not allowed to market your services via paid for lists.
I guess you're not allowed to spam someone's email address. Yeah, I guess. I'm not sure exactly what they violated, but they definitely did something wrong because they got busted for it.
Let me tell you something. Here in D.C., inside the Beltway, right, lists, email lists are a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And certain big political pundits or politicians, they have big email lists. A million emails.
Cambridge
2 million
Analytica,
emails.
Came to the light of day because of the Facebook scandal.
And how they make their money is renting out their list.
Yeah.
I can buy, and I won't mention names just because I don't want to, you know, throw somebody under the bus, but I can buy somebody's list and send an email out for the DJV show, and it would cost me $20,000 to rent the list. Or $40,000, something like that, depending on the size of the list and the quality of the list. So I kind of don't understand this just because it happens.
But think about LinkedIn, though. They had 18 million non-LinkedIn members' email addresses. That's a lot.
It is a lot, but they probably paid for it. So I just wonder what the rule is. Your data, let me tell you, my philosophy is small needle, large haystack. Because there's, unless you are just Ted Kaczynski, there's no way you can stay off the grid. Although, I have a friend.
You're Ted Kaczynski.
Ted Kaczynski. Yeah, the Unabomber.
The Unabomber?
The Unabomber, yeah.
He didn't stay off the grid, though. Didn't they find him in a cabin?
They did find him in a cabin, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I know a girl who used to work here. She was a producer for one of the shows here, and she ended up becoming a writer at Breitbart, and then she ended up following Steve Bannon over to the White House to work for Trump, and then Steve Bannon got ousted, and now she is the special advisor to the president. She's 25 years old, and I dare you. And I won't tell you her name, but you cannot find a picture of her online. She's a ghost. And I don't know how she does that.
Oh, you can pay for that.
No, she doesn't pay for it. She just never lets her picture be taken and posted. Ever.
Right, but
when she was in college,
you can,
nothing.
Right, but you can pay to be, you can, I know a lot of people in financial, especially in the financial markets and stuff, like my friend's bosses, like they're all scrubbed. They're, you can't find them online.
See, I want to do that, but yeah. It's hard to
but
do.
But people, you pay for that, you know, right. People will, you know, they monitor that. So if anything ever goes up with your picture on it, it immediately comes back down.
All right, well, one thing I'm happy to do is give my email address to Texas Superfoods because that is good stuff.
It is good stuff. And if you have trouble getting all the nutrients that you need every day, which, let's be honest, all of us are busy. We're running around. We don't have time to eat all of the organic, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables and enzymes and probiotics and everything that we need. So Texas Superfood has created a blend of all of these things. It's the best USDA category that you can possibly buy, and it's called the Texas Superfood Complete Organic. It has 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables picked at the peak of nutritional perfection, which is important. No toxic chemicals, which I love. I know, Richie, you love that too.
Yep.
And that all goes into, it's free of herbicides, no pesticides, there's no gluten, there's no animal products, no soy, no corn, no wheat, no artificial colors or flavors or preservatives or sweeteners, nothing synthetic of any kind. And all you do is just pop a couple capsules every day and you are getting all 55 of those naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. And so we have a special offer here because we want to share our health and wellness with everyone. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, and you can see their full line of all of their nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55. That's 855-TEXAS-55, or do what I do. I love to shop online. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/today. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/today. That's forhims.com/today for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/today.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 past the hour on the DJV show. Rich, Victoria, and Kara with you. Now joining us, if you aren't aware, today is Giving Tuesday. And if you are so inclined to try and find something nice to give to, we've got something for you here. If you've ever heard of the Smile Train, they are kicking off their holiday giving season with the Give Smiles campaign to raise awareness for children with clefts. Joining us is CEO Susanna Schaefer of the world-renowned surgeon Larry Hollier. Larry Hollier is the surgeon-in-chief at Texas Children's Hospital and chairman of the Smile Train, their medical advisory board, and Susanna is the executive vice chairman, president, and chief executive of the Smile Train. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So, first off, tell us about the Smile Train and also about cleft and how we can help the kids.
Well, you know, I think it's important. important to point out for your audience that clefting is the most common facial difference that children are born with. One in every 700 children will have a cleft. That's over 200,000 children every year. Wow. Many people feel that cleft is just a cosmetic problem, a problem with the way the child looks. But in fact, the cleft affects the way the child eats, the way a child speaks, and there are profound psychosocial problems that often lead to these children not going to school, in some cases even being abandoned and left for dead.
Now, what causes it?
Well, I don't think any of us really fully appreciate exactly what causes it. Most experts feel that it's multifactorial. That is, there are many issues. There's probably a small genetic component, and there are probably some environmental factors that also cause it.
And how easily is it fixed, and at what age are you able to fix it? Like, how early are you able to fix it in a child?
Well, usually we address the cleft with surgery in the first year of life. And there are two issues. One is the lip, and the other is the palate, or the roof of the mouth.
Right.
Usually we address the lip at about 3 months of age, and we operate on the palate at about a year of age. But realize, SmileTrain, as we have developed as an organization, focus on much more than just the surgery. Increasingly, we provide comprehensive care to these children to support their nutrition, their speech needs, and their dental and orthodontic needs as well.
Once you do the surgery and you fix the lip and you fix the palate, are there still speech issues, and are there still challenges after that?
Absolutely. You know, as the child develops over time, speech therapy or help with the speech problems is ongoing for years and years. Additionally, the children need help for the way their teeth come in and develop, and in some cases, surgery on their jaws to adjust the position of those jaws. So kids are frequently in treatment up to about the age of 18 years of age.
Wow. Susanna, tell us about the SmileTrain and how you guys help with the SmileTrain.
Sure. Well, SmileTrain is the world's largest cleft charity. We are helping children in over 85 countries around the world. We have created a sustainable model that empowers local medical professionals, and we provide them with the training, the funding, and resources that they need to provide free cleft surgery and comprehensive cleft care in their own communities. And as Larry had mentioned, the figures for cleft births per year, and these are the WHO, the World Health Organization, numbers, is 200,000 per year. And that's globally. That's around the world. And our healthcare infrastructure here in the United States takes care of children at the young age. But in many cases, in many of the countries where we're working, these children go on and, you know, they could be in their teens living with an untreated cleft. So thinking back on all of the difficulties that children face, I mean, you can only imagine what it must be like living with an untreated cleft into your teens.
I can't imagine how, because I mean, we all know somebody who's had a child that's had cleft and been able to deal with it, and we're fortunate here in the United States that we can usually deal with it and get it handled. So it's a great thing, and I appreciate your work that you're doing. How do people help the SmileTrain on today, Giving Tuesday, and please do this on Giving Tuesday? How can we help?
Yeah, well, yes, it's we're kicking off our Give Smiles campaign today. We're very excited for this and would welcome the support, because for as little as $250, you can help cover the cost of a cleft surgery, but any amount would be so important to us.
Okay, and where's the website that we go to?
Sure, it's smiletrain.org/givesmiles.
Okay, so there it is, smiletrain.org/givesmiles. Today's Giving Tuesday. Please give them a hand.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Past the hour on the DJV show. Good morning. It's time now for Chuck Curry and Movie Moments. Rich McFadden here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And Chuck usually starts off by bringing us some historical important factoid that we need to know today. And I don't recognize this music, Chuck, so what is our important historical factoid that's tied to this music?
That was music from a movie called Dragon, the Bruce Lee story, which came out in 1993. The reason we're playing that is because today, Bruce Lee, who is the greatest martial arts person of all time, in real life and in movies, was
better than Steven Seagal, you think?
It was a little bit better than Steven Seagal, okay. Yes. Some of the stuff he actually did on film was simply incredible, and it's hard to believe.
Yeah.
That was real human being doing that stuff. But I'll tell you an interesting footnote. Dragon, the Bruce Lee movie, Bruce Lee story, which came out in 93, is the first movie I ever saw with my wife in a movie theater.
Really?
And I like that movie. Yeah, it was really good. I'll give you another footnote. At the time, she was married, so we had to sneak in and do it on the low key.
Sitting next to Pee Wee Herman, no doubt.
No, okay. But it's a really good. That's a story for off air. But anyway,
yeah,
that was a really good movie. Starred an actor named Jason Scott Lee, who was tremendously likable as Bruce Lee. And Lauren Holly played his wife, and I thought she was really good in the chemistry.
How many movies did he do?
Quite good. Bruce Lee? He did a handful. He did some movie called Enter the Dragon, which is regarded as his best film.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting. He, you know, a really tremendously in-shape guy passed out on the set of a film, went into a mysterious coma and never came out of it and wound up passing away.
How old was he when he died?
He was 33.
And how old was Brandon Lee, his son, when he died?
He was young. He was around. I might have been a little bit younger, but that also was a crazy incident where he.
That was the gun, the blanks. They thought it had blanks.
A gun that was a prop. Yeah, it was supposed to be blanks. Wound up having a real bullet and wound up shooting himself. And he also passed away in a tragic way.
Yeah, I think it was right around the same age. And I'll tell you, I'm not as connected to Bruce Lee as I was to Brandon. I thought The Crow was one of the best movies ever made. That's an amazing movie, and he's really, really good at it.
His son had a lot of potential to be a big action star.
He had the look
back in the day.
Yeah, and he was.
Yeah,
and
I don't know if he would have been another Steven Seagal, but I think he would have been good.
So, you know, I watched I was on YouTube or something a couple years ago, and I got stuck on Jackie Chan videos. And they were showing these outtakes that Jackie Chan does and the stunts that he does. That guy is nuts. He is jumping off of roofs, into trees, cracking his ribs, and then doing it again. And he's made, and he owns his own movie company in China and has made 100 movies. He is a cash machine. And it
is people don't realize. People don't realize because you haven't seen him in, you know, he really, his claim the same here in the States for primarily has been the three Rush Hour movies opposite Chris Tucker. But he still continues to make a lot of movies in China and is still one of the biggest worldwide box office stars in the countries. I think if you look at some of the Forbes list of highest paid actors, the guy, Jackie Chan's made over $100 million a year.
That's a big business, isn't it? What's her name that was in Wayne's World? She sang Ballroom Blitz. What's her name? She's got a movie production company and just keeps pumping out cable movie after cable movie and makes tons of money. A lot of actors
There's a lot of money in the producing end. I got one other thing I want to bring up. This is really good news if you like superheroes, and it's really good news for DC and Warner Brothers. They did some preview screenings of Aquaman, and the Twitter reaction was extremely positive, with most of the buzz on Twitter saying that it's a ton of fun and visually stunning, and they think it's going to be a big hit when it hits theaters mid-December. Jason Momoa, who's a really interesting screen presence, is Aquaman, and Amber Heard is the female lead. Good news for DC, that now they got Wonder Woman 2, which is currently been filmed. It's called Wonder Woman 1984. That does not come out to June 2020, but if they get away from the Justice League films and just do solo movies, I think they could stabilize their long-running franchise.
It's going to be a massive hit. It's a great, great movie. So, what's the one? We got 20 seconds. What's the one superhero that has not been made? Who is it?
Oh, it's good. I have to give some thought. But if people who are fans of Superman, the original Superman, the motion pictures, 1978, will be screened around the country this Monday for its 40th anniversary, I'm going to go.
It is. All right, 58 past on the DJV show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.